We have a minig that on Tainis Esther, the Gemara says in Brachas, Agra de Tainesa Tzidkasa. The main reward that a person gets when he fasts on the Tainis is the fact that he gives tzedakah. You get more schar for giving the tzedakah than you get for fasting. Fasting doesn't help anybody. It helps you lose a little weight, but the main schar that you get is for giving the tzedakah. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should at least give the tzedakah that amount of money that you saved on the meals. You didn't eat breakfast and lunch. Supper you're going to eat. So at least give that amount of money. So there's an inyan to give tzedakah on every tiny stibur. So the Goinim in the days of the Goinim, before the days of Rashi and Tosfos, the Goinim were the heads of the yeshivas, the fundraisers. So they introduced the minig in Eretz Yisrael. The Goinim in Eretz Yisrael introduced the minig that everybody should give zecher l'machzas ha-shekel. What is machzas ha-shekel all about? So v'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam, the korbanos tzibur had to be paid for by machzas ha-shekel money. Every year, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's the beginning of the fiscal year, starts with Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So they had to purchase all of the Karbanos Tzibur with the new Machzas HaShekel money. The Gemara says, B'diyevet, if you purchased it with old Machzas HaShekel money from last year, B'diyevet is good. But the mitzvah lechatchila is every year to buy the new Karbanos Tzibur with the new Machzas HaShekel money. What says Karbanos Tzibur? The Tmidim U'Musafim. Every day there's a Tamas Roshachat Tamas Shabbein Abayim. And every Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed and so on, they're Karbanos HaMusafim. So the Halacha says it has to be purchased by Machzas HaShekel money. During the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, this was one of the points of disagreement between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. The Chachamim had a tradition that has to be funded by Machzas HaShekel money. There were many years that the Tzdukim were running the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim who were makrib their Karbanos. A lot of times with Tzdukim, the Mishnah records there was a Kohen Gadol who was a Tzduki. He refused to pour the water. Nisach HaMayim doesn't say in Chumash anywhere. So he was very consistent. So he wasn't going to pour the water on the Mizbech, so he poured the water on his feet. Bishamayfin is not going to pour water on the Mizbech, but Nisach HaMayim. On Sukkot, it's Halach al-Moshe v'Sinai. So the Mishnah says, V'ragmu kol ha'am be'esrogeim. They all threw their esrogeim at the Kohen Gadol, because the Balabatim were supporting the Rabbanim, and the highfalutin, the intellectuals, they were the apikursim. They were the tzedukim. So this is one of the points of disagreement between the tzedukim and the chachamim. The tzedukim permitted a private person to give a few million dollars and to hang up a sign in the Beis HaMikdash, all karbanos were paid for this year by Mr. and Mrs. Rosenthal from Atlanta, Georgia. Whatever. They would hang up such a sign. So the Gemara says that when the Chachamim took over the running of the Beis HaMikdash and they discontinued that practice because they said, you're not Yotze. If you don't purchase the Karbanos Tzibur with the Machzas HaShekel money, you're just not Yotze the Mitzvah. That was one of the Yamim Tovim that they made in the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a book that was written bizman that the Mishnayos was still not written down. And it starts from Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz, goes in order, and lists off all the Yom Tovim. So all the Yom Tovim had something to do with the Beis HaMikdash or another. So one of the Yom Tovim was Iktoikem Tamida. The Karban Tamid was established once and forever that it should be done properly. Shehoyu Atzdukim Omrim, the Tzdukim were of the opinion and had the practice. They did it when they were running the show. They allowed a private individual to give a big donation and to purchase all the Karbanos Tzibur from private money. And the Halacha says that it's no good. The Karbanos Tzibur, you're only Yotze, it's only kosher, if it's paid for by the Machzas HaShekel money. They were of the opinion, apparently that's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say over in the name of the Darshanim in Europe, there is a din, if I'm chayiv to bring a Karban, and I can't afford it, let's say, I was Machal Shabbos B'Shoigig, right? I ate Chaylev B'Shoigig. Whoever does an aver b'shoigig, which if he would have done the aver b'mezid, he would have been chayv karis. So if he does the aver b'shoigig, he's chayv chatos. So let's say a person is chayv chatos and he can't afford it. He's not wealthy enough, he can't afford it. So a good neighbor, a good Samaritan, a good neighbor of his knows that he has to bring a korban chatos. So he says, don't worry, I'll take care of it for you. So I say, fine. So he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he gives money, and he says, this should be a chatos on behalf of Shechter. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that such a thing exists. Magdish Abanashi is Kapa Bachavera. One person can donate the money for the carbon. He can be Magdish a carbon that someone else should be considered the Bala carbon. I'm funding the carbon and it should be carved on behalf of someone else. So the Tzedukim were of the opinion that the same works by carbon tzibur. A private person can pay for the carbonus tzibur. Magdish Amanashi is Kapa Bachavera. And the halacha says that it's not so. The halacha says that tzibur is a different entity. Tzibur is not just a collection of various people. Tzibur is a different thing. The karbanos tzibur are offered on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael doesn't only mean the how many millions of Jews are, the 13 million Jews all over the world, whatever, something like that. 13, 14 million Jews all over the whole world. So that's not, Klal Yisrael is not the Jews alive today. Klal Yisrael means the Jews from the days of Avraham Avinu, Bizbias HaMashiach. It's one big Klal Yisrael, and the karbanos tzibur are offered on behalf of everybody. It's Kibur not Eban Mason, right? There's no concept of carbon chata shemesa by leho, by a carbon tzibur. That's the Gemara. So the Chachamim insisted there, this halacha, a person could be magdish a carbon on behalf of someone else, that only works when it's a carbon yochid or a carbon shutfim. But a carbon tzibur is a totally different story. Carbon tzibur is a Klal Yisrael is being yotze with the carbon, so the only way to label it as the carbon of Klal Yisrael if it's paid for by the machtes hashekel money. So the Mishnah says be'echad bi'odor mashmim al hashkolim. A month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to bring, you have to start bringing the new carbonus from the fiscal year begins with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the new carbonus starting from Rosh Chodesh have to be paid for by the new machtes hashekel money. So you start announcing, they put up signs all over Eretz Yisrael a month in advance. Why a month in advance? So the Gemara says, because Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Shon Levedarshim Behilchas Achag. 30 days before Pesach, you have to start learning Hilchas Pesach. 30 days before Pesach happens to begin on Purim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that before you sit down to the Suras Purim, or in the middle of the Suras Purim, you should start Hilchas Pesach. So you see, from this Gemara, this is a machlekes hatanoim. Is it 30 days before Pesach, Shalom Vidarshim, Ilchas HaPesach, or Shtei Shabbos, 2 weeks before? So we pass on 30 days before. So just like 30 days before Pesach, so too, 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissen, you have to start bringing the new Karbonis Tzibur from the new Machtes HaShekel money. So 30 days before, we have to encourage everyone, you have to announce that it's time they should all start bringing the Machtes HaShekel money. The Beis Yosef has a famous sofik that all of the later poskim discuss. Rabbi Yosef Karo, in his commentary on the tour, raises this sofik. Maybe that din, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach, Shalom Adosh Milchus HaPesach, maybe that halach is restricted only to Pesach because the dinim are so complicated. It's a whole big section in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. There's 6 volumes. So this came out the whole volume. Chelekei is all on Hilchot Pesach. But maybe 30 days before Sukkot, maybe you don't have to. Maybe the din doesn't apply. So the Achranim say, how can it be? First of all, the Mishnah says in Sukkot, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, there's a machlokes b'shamayim b'shilel where the putting on the schach has to be done l'shma. So b'shamayim insists, based on a drasha from a pasuk, that the Sukkot is only kosher if the schach was put on by a Jew, l'shem mitzvah Sukkot. It's put on by a nochri or put on by a cotton. Cotton is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so he cannot create lishma. The sukkah is only kosher lemitzvah, so if the schach was put up lishma. We don't pass like that. We pass like the Beis Hillel, that even if a nochri made the sukkah, even if a child made the sukkah, as long as they put up the schach, the shem tzel, to make shade, that's a kosher sukkah. So the Mishnah says, the machlokes b'sham and Beis Hillel applies if someone made a hut in the middle of the summer. It was way before 30 days before sukkahs, and he made it to have fun. What if he built the sukkah within 30 days before sukkahs? So then the Mishnah says even Meshama would agree that it's good because Shloshim Yom Kodim sukkahs, you have to start learning Hilchas sukkahs. So 30 days before sukkahs, he certainly did have in mind Lashem sukkah. He didn't only have in mind Lashem a shack to have fun, just Lashem tzel, he certainly didn't have in mind Lashem sukkah. So Akrab Yosef Kara writes, he's not sure whether the din only applies to Pesach because Hilchaseha Merubais, or it applies also to Sukkahs. It's enough in a Mishnah. It says Beferish. If you built the Sukkah within 30 days before Sukkahs, everybody agrees that it's, even Beis Shammai agree, that we assume that it was built l'shem sukkah, l'shem mitzvah. Does everybody know? It's 30 days before you have to start preparing.
So according to that svara, you have a lot of fun Tishrei in the Elul, because 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you're starting on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and then 10 days later, you're starting on Hilchos Yom Kippur, and then 5 days later, Hilchos. Is that the meaning behind it? We have to learn all those halachas together at the same time?
So we're going to answer it in a minute. Answer is yes, but we'll modify it a little bit. So they ask, the Akronim asks, how can Rabbi Yosef Kari write? He's not sure whether the din only applies to Pesach or applies also to Sukkot. First of all, there's a Mishnah in Sukkot that it applies to Sukkot. Secondly, the Gemara says it even applies to Machzah Shekel. Machzah Shekel is not a Yontif, it's not Pesach, it's not Sukkot, it's not Chanukah. Machzah Shekel has to be the Karbonis Tzibur starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan have to be purchased with the new Machzah Shekel money. So the Mishnah says 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Dainu, Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have to announce all over in Eretz Yisrael that everyone should start bringing in Machzah Shekel, because 30 days before the din begins, that's when you start to delve into the din. So the din even applies to Machzah Shekel, which is not even a Yontif at all. So of course it applies to Sukkot. Why not? So the Velt says, the Beis Yosef understands that. The din is that whenever there's a mitzvah that comes once in a long while, mitzvah comes once a year or something like that. So the halacha says 30 days before you have to start figuring out, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah you have to start figuring out where am I going to be on Rosh Hashanah that I should be yotze the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. And 30 days before Sukkot you have to start worrying where am I going to have a sukkah, where am I going to get Dalet Minim. And 30 days before Machzah Shekel you have to start figuring out how are we going to succeed in getting enough money for the Machzah Shekel to purchase the Karbonis Tzibur from the Mamon HaTzibur for Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Do you have to learn the Dinim already? So that, the Gemara says, starting from Purim, 30 days before Pesach, you have to open up a Sefer, and you have to start learning Hilchos Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe Hilchos Pesach has so many Hilchosei Merubas, there's so many Dinim, maybe that Din only applies 30 days before Pesach. Maybe 30 days before Sukkot, you just have to start worrying to plan ahead, where am I going to have my sukkah? How am I going to get Dalet Minim? But it doesn't necessarily mean you have to start learning Hilchos Dalet Minim. So you said, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, I have to start learning Hilchos Rosh Hashanah? Maybe not. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, not so many halachas.
You've got to buy your tickets for sure.
That's right? It. You have to figure out, where am I going to hear Tkiyas Shofar? You have to figure out, how will I be yotze the mitzvahs? But learning the halachas, maybe 2 days before, maybe Erev Rosh Hashanah. You run through the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Dasa Ginuk. Only Hilchos Pesach is so much that you really need a whole month of learning for. So that's how the Mishnah says the 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Chodesh Adar. And whenever you have a mitzvah bom, is man l'zman, you have to start worrying 30 days in advance. So Bizman HaTanoim, Bizman B'Shebeis HaMikdash HaKayim, they used to announce on Rosh Chodesh Adar, everyone should start bringing the Machzah Shekel money. So in the days of the Gaonim were fundraisers for the yeshivas. Some of them were Talmid Chachamim, some of them were not such great Talmid Chachamim. So they had to come up with a new gimmick every year for fundraising for the yeshivas. It's always a problem, fundraising for yeshivas. So the Gaonim Yeretz Yisrael came up with this original line file. That Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, everybody used to give Machzah Shekel. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, let everybody give the Machzah Shekel in the month of Adar, for the purpose of supporting the yeshivas. That was the Ein Fah. Because the Mishnah says, and in Chodesh Adar, that's when they used to collect the Machzah Shekel money. So we'll have to discuss it a little bit. The din doesn't permit, we follow the Chachamim, we don't follow the Tzdukim. The din does not permit one balabas to give a $10 million donation and hang up a sign, all the Karbanos Tzibur were paid for this year by this and this wealthy family. You have to have, each person has to give his own Machzah Shekel. Nonetheless, the Mishnah does say, Shokol o Shiklo, a Mishnah in the Dorim. Let's say, I know that my next door neighbor is very poor, and he can't afford to give Machzah Shekel. So I'll go to the Gizbor in charge of the Machzah Shekel, and I'll give him my money for my Machzah Shekel, then I'll give him money for my neighbor's Machzah Shekel, and I'll say, please send my neighbor a letter that a donation has been made on your behalf and your Machzah Shekel is covered. So the Mishnah says that you may do that. Shokolo Shikla, one person, we don't permit one person, one family to pay for all the Karbanos Tzibur from their own money. But one person can pay for some. Each individual person has to bring his own machzah shekel. But one person can set aside machzah shekel for another person. That the Mishnah says is allowed. There is a discussion in the Mishnah Lamelech, the commentary on the bottom of the page of the Rambam, and Hilchas Malva Veloiva. They say, I owe you $1,000. So if I don't have any money and I'm going to be in Grois and Tzaris, how am I going to pay this chiyuv? So someone knows, a next door neighbor knows that I don't have money to pay. So he's kind enough to pay you the $1,000 on my behalf. So once Hapareu Chavishal Chaveru, once someone else pays the debt, so you have no right to collect the second time from me. He paid you the $1,000. It's understood. You have no right to collect. So Mishlam Melech writes, he's not sure what the nature of the din is. He has a nafkemina, halacha lemaisa. He says, is the pshat that just like if I paid the $1,000, the choiv is parua, so if someone else, parea choiv shel chaveiro, somebody else pays the $1,000 on my behalf, also the choiv is parua? Or do you say, no, there's no such thing. The only one who can pay the choiv is the loiva himself. If someone else pays the choiv, without the knowledge of the loiva, the choiv is not parua. Now, Vos, he gave you a matana. This stranger gave you a matana, $1,000, on the tenai that you're going to be moichel me the $1,000. It's not that the choiv is obgitzol, not that the choiv is parua. Choiv can only be parua if the loiva participates somehow or another. Choiv, the loiva doesn't even know about it. That can't be piruah na choiv. But the vort is that it's understood when the good Samaritan, when the third person gives the $1,000 to the malve as a matana, that the malve is moichel the chayv to me. So the Mishlam Melech has a sophic about this, and he gives an afkamina ladina.
Rabbi, could you give truma for somebody from your field? Truma maisa for somebody from your field?
The Gemara has a sophic about that. The din should have been zachen liyadam shaloi befanov. A person has a field full of tevel.
Tevi mukhaf. That's if I take his, I want to give from my field, and those I don't want him to have to give my sister, so I want to take from my field.
So you're going
to
save me an awful lot of money.
Yeah,
normally I have to give 2% for Truma Gedoyla and 10% for my Sirishan, 9% for my Sirishan. So you're doing me a tover, you're taking from your tevel. Let's say we'll be mukav, let's say it's all near each other. You have to be mafresh, Truma and my sister's been a mukav, it has to be near each other. So let's say your tevel is near my tevel, and by your being mafresh, Truma and my sister's on my Paris, you're saving me 21%. I don't have to give it away to the Kohanim and Levim. So Gemara says, on the one hand, you can say, "Hamafrish trumas ma'isa mishaloi al shalchaveir zochn liyadam mishaloi b'fana." You're doing me a favor. My tevel now becomes muta b'achila. It's no longer an isa tevel, and you save me 21%. But on the other hand, the Gemara is not sure. Maybe nichal elinish lemevid mitzvah b'mamayne. Maybe people would prefer to do the mitzvah on their own.
It should be different in machzor the shekel. Should be different.
Okay.
So
the good time.
How is it zochn liyadam by the avar as well? It's zochn liyadam shelo b'fanav.
The Mishlam Melech. The din is that if someone else pays $1,000, the mother can't chepen me anymore. But the Mishlam Melech is not sure whether it means the choiv is obgitzolt, the choiv is parua, or the choiv is not obgitzolt. He was moichel the choiv because someone gave him a matana of $1,000. This is obviously can't ask me again for the $1,000. The other one gave him the $1,000. Right, so the Mishlam Melech gives a complicated nafkamina lahalacha. He gives a complicated nafkamina, but this is the shaila that he clears. So in the yeshivas, they say over the name of Rab Shimon Shka Pataina, how can the Mishlam Melech be unsure whether haparei chayv shel chaveiro, whether the chayv is parua, or the chayv is not parua? It's just that it's self-understood. The malve is moichel de loive because the third party gave him a matone. If the Mishnah says someone else can give machzah shekel on my behalf, let's say I'm crying out, you ask, how could there be a suffix in the Gemara with the zochn liyadam shelo b'fanav? Isn't it a beferish in Mishnah by machzah shekel? So maybe the case by machzah shekel is I'm pleading. Maybe I'll ask all the people in the shul, someone help me. I can't afford machzah shekel. Someone please do me a favor. So sedens, I'm asking. So it's clear that it's not nichalei leinish levin mitzvah b'mamani. I don't have the money to give. And then someone goes to the gizbe, gives machzah shekel, and then they send me a letter. It was taken care of. Maybe that case is where he said explicitly that he needs a tov. So they quote in the yeshivas and the name Rab Shimon Shkab. How could there be a suffix whether Parea Chayv Shal Chaveira? The Chayv is Parua or not? Isn't it this often in Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, someone else can give Machsa Shekel on my behalf. If the Pshat is that a Parea Chayv Shal Chaveira, the Malve is Moichel, not that the Chayv is Obgitzol, so who is the Balabos here to be Moichel? Who? The Gizber has a right to be Moichel me. The Machza Shekel. Machza Shekel is a mitzvah in the Torah. I don't know the Machza Shekel to the Gizbar. Me Samcha, who made him the Balabas that he should be Michael to me. So isn't it a Beferish arrive in this Mishnah that when you pay a Chay for someone else, the Chay is Parua?
If you don't pay the Machza Shekel, does the Gizbar have the right to come to your house and take money?
Yes, he does.
So there is somebody that can take. There is someone.
Balabas.
An entity that goes. In other words.
No, the Gizbar comes like Bezdin. Bezdin will force me to do my mitzvah. No, but that doesn't show that the Gizbar is not a balabas to be moichel. The Gizbar represents Bezin, that they're kaifing me to do my mitzvah. A guy doesn't want to eat matzah, so they're kaifing him to eat the matzah. Someone doesn't want to sit in the sukkah, so they're kaifing him to eat in the sukkah.
Maybe there's a difference by halva. The guy has a responsibility to pay something like that, but in case maybe with the matzah shekel, it's not a chiyah that has to pay back somebody.
So what is Machzah Shekel?
Obligation.
Hakdasha. So the Pashta says that the Kasher Rab Shimon Shkab could be answered like you're saying. If the din of Machzah Shekel would be everyone is b'chuyif to pay a Machzah Shekel, hosta b'feirish eray, shokol or shiklo, someone else can pay on my behalf. It's not that there's a chi of tashlumin, a piron achayv. It's a mitzvah to be magdish and machzah shekel on my behalf. So that we have a pasuk. There is a din of magdish al manash is kapa bo chaveira. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that if I know someone is mechuyev in a carbon, I can be magdish the carbon on his behalf. So shokol shiklo is not necessarily a raya that parei achayv shal chaveira is a piron. It's a raya to a din we don't need a raya for. We know the din exists. Someone can be magdish on behalf of someone else, and the carbon is farechin as the other person's carbon. So machzah shekel is really hakdosh as hakarbon.
You said it's possible that they claim that one person take over the whole
carbon. Yeah.
The pasuk says,
how did the tzdukim interpret the pasuk? I'm not from the kata tzdukim. I would probably say ha'asher is not mechuyev to be marbe. A dollar is not allowed to, everyone has to give machzah shekel, but it can be replaced if someone gives the whole $5 million, so you don't need the whole machzah shekel story. Yeah.
So if you have a gvir that's able to pay for everybody and say that it's not his, but each one, so that would be good.
That you can do. I'll say, here's machzah shekel for Reuben, here's machzah shekel for Shimon, here's machzah shekel for Levi, if it's an act of zochen liyadim shleibifonu, if they're doing me a favor. I'll say, I'm not a poor man, I don't want his favor, I want to give my own machzah shekel. So then there's no zach liyadim shleibifonu. But let's say there are a million Jews who can't afford to give machzah shekel, and they're crying out, please, someone help me out. So a wealthy man can give on behalf of a million people, each one a separate machzah shekel, for him. They check off everybody's name.
If it's a chomas agavra, then they can't be a shliach for him. If it's a chomas agavra, like tefillin. Maybe the
God
himself.
It's not a mitzvah shebegufo. That's what you're saying.
I'm the one that has to be.
So that you see from the Mishnah that is legitimate.
Okay.
That it's not a mitzvah shebegufo. That he has to do it himself. It's like bringing a carbon. If the carbon is off, and I might be up, because machzah shekel, you magdish the machzah shekel. It's hegdish. It's not kedushas berak abayis. It's kedushas damim lamizbech. We're going to use the money for the purpose of purchasing the karbanas tzibur.
I'm missing something that you said. Let's say, for example, a mitzora. Someone can purchase the various karbanos on behalf of the mitzora, and the mitzora will be atoned because of the karbanos. And he can even write the check or bring the animals to the Beis HaMikdash.
Correct. The Gemara talks about that. The guy says, "Hari alai lohavi karbanos mitzora for Pliny." So there is such a thing in the Gemara? Yeah. I can always bring karbanos on behalf of someone.
Isn't that part of the expiation, the atonement process, that he has to bring something? Or he just has to be spritzed? It's just more of a...
The expiation is the karban should be offered on his behalf. He doesn't necessarily have to pay for it. No one can force it down my throat. If I need the karbanos and I want to bring my own, and he wants to do me a taiva, so I say, I don't want you. No, thank you. I want to bring my own karbanos. I I want to spend my own money to do bring my own karbonas. But if I'm in agreement, then we say zoch lo adam shleib
b'fanav. What about smicha? What about smicha?
He can. No one else can do the smicha other than the actual bala karbon. Bala karbon means the one on whose behalf
so
the karbon is off, and not the one who paid for it.
You have to come down.
And
so this applies
to
Tzibur. Okay.
I mean, Tzibur doesn't apply
to Smicha. Karbanasibur rarely have Smicha. You hardly ever have Smicha on Karbanasibur. But he's asking on a Karban Yochid.
Yeah.
If a father is chayav to give my sister Shege for a son under Bar Mitzvah.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. A few minutes are going to talk about it. Okay. How much you have to give? How much is Machtas HaShekel? How much is Machtas HaShekel? How much is a half a shekel? So Pidyon HaBen is 5 shekelim. So Machtas HaShekel is 1/10 of Pidyon HaBen. Now we know the answer. So how much is Pidyon HaBen? It's easier to go like that. How much is Pidyon HaBen? So in Shulchan Aruch it says an amount. How much is Pidyon HaBen? So they give you a weight of silver. In our terms, it's 96 grams of pure silver. The value of 96 grams in pure silver is how much you have to give for Pidyon HaBen. If you multiply in the Gemara, that's 3,840 prutas. 3,840 prutas is Pidyon HaBen. Oh, so if a pruta would have been a penny, then Pidyon HaBen would have been $38.40. It's never $38.40. Years ago, it used to be way less, because the pruta was way less than a penny. And now, it's 96 grams of pure silver, something close to $100. So Pidyon HaBen these days is something close to $100. You have to give the value of 96 grams of pure silver. Pruta is more than two pennies. It's almost 3 pennies. It's considered a pruta. The Gemara had a havamin in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Beis that a pruta is the smallest coin in the monetary system in your country. Then the Gemara says that it's wrong. That's not the definition of a pruta. Pruta has a specific value depending on the weight of silver. So what is that weight? What is the value? So that's what in the Shulchan Aruch they put together the tradition from the Gaonim that Pidyon HaBen is 3,840 prutas. That is the value of 96 grams of pure silver. So 1/10 of Pidyon HaBen is going to be 96 grams is Pidyon HaBen. So 9.6 grams of pure silver is Machtas HaShekel. And that's going to be sufficient? Is that enough to buy all the karbanas tzibur? That's a question. So the Mishnah in Shkolim, this is all Masech Shkolim, the Mishnah in Shkolim quotes Psukim from Sefer Ezra that when they built the second Beis HaMikdash and they started donating again, Machtas HaShekel money, so they gave Darkono Shel Zohav. They gave big, gigantic golden coins. What they give? That was way more than Machtas HaShekel. Gold is much more than silver. They gave way more than Machtas HaShekel. So why did they give so much? So the Rambam has one interpretation, and the Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. So the Rambam has the Rambam's din is interesting, but in Metzius it's problematic. The Rambam says you have to give Machtas HaShekel is 9.6 grams of pure silver, but he says if there's a matbea hayotze ba'oisa medina, let's say a shilling or a mark or a ruble or something. Or Shekel Chadosh in Eretz Yisrael. So if Machtzis of that Matbeah HaYotzeh Ba'Oseh Medina is more than 9.6 grams of pure silver, then you have to give half of the Matbeah HaYotzeh Ba'Oseh Medina. So the Rambam writes that that's why in the days of the beginning of the Baisheni period, why did they give these Darkonah Shel Zohar? Why didn't they just give a Machtzis HaShekel 9.6 grams of pure silver? Why did they give so much more? Because the Matbea HaYotze was so much bigger, was so much more valuable, so the Halacha says they had to give a Machtzis of that Shekel. A Machtzis of that Matbea, of the big Matbea. The Ravid makes fun of the Rambam. He says it doesn't make any sense. The Tanakh says they were so poor. In the beginning of the Tkufas Baisheni, they couldn't afford anything. So how can it be? The Matbea HaYotze b'Medina was a golden Matbea, Darkona Shel Zov. They were penniless then. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't correspond to reality. How can it be that Matbeis was so expensive if the people were so poor? So the Ravid doesn't agree with the din of the Rambam that you have to give, sometimes you have to give more than 9.6 grams of pure silver if half of the Matbea HaYotze is going to exceed the 9.69. He says the din is not true. There is no such din. And he says, he gives a different reason. Why did they give Darkon Shel Zav? So the Ravid writes very balabatish. The Ravid says, in fundraising, the experts always have to make a cheshbin. How many people are going to give money? And how many people are going to give the money on time? How many people can you rely on who are going to give the money? We have to bring the korbanos on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. How many people from the population are really going to give their money on time? So he says, the Rabbi writes, you have to make an estimation, you have to figure out how many korbanos tzibur are there going to be this year? How many months will it be in the coming year? Will it be 12 months or 13 months? Sometimes you have a Shana Muberes. You have 13 months. Sometimes a Shana Pshut only 12 months. How expensive will the behemoths be? Maybe the price of behemoths is going to go up. Maybe the price of behemoths is going to go down. And how many people can you rely on to give the machza shekel? There's taka a discussion. Do the Jews who live in Chutz Lars have to participate in the machza shekel? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Adava Pashit, he doesn't think so. Machza shekel is a chayvus ha-tzibur. In order that the korbanos tzibur should be paid for by the tzibur dike money, he says the ike tzibur is the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz Lars are not really part of the tzibur. And that's the beer in the Taisvis, in the beginning of Psachim, Taisvis has a comment that the Jews who live in Chutz Lars are not mechuyev to participate in the Korban Pesach. We have evidence from Tosefta's that they always used to travel from Europe, from Asia, from Africa. Many, many Jews came to Yerushalayim from Chutz Lars to participate in Korban Pesach, but they says they weren't mechuyev to. It was optional. If they come, they come, but they're not mechuyev to come. Taisa claims only those who live in Eretz Yisrael have to participate in Korban Pesach. So the Achreinim, so on the side of the Gemara, they printed a comment. Look in the Mishlah Melech, he says that Taisa doesn't make any sense. Where did Taisa get this idea from? That whoever lives in Chutz Lars is not mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach. So Doruch HaShulchan writes, no, it's Pashit. Korban Pesach has a status of a Korban Tzibur. Korban Pesach is not paid for by Machta Shekel money, but the Gemara says, nonetheless, the Gemara in Yuma says, that Korban Pesach is labeled as a Korban Tzibur because Osei B'chinufyo. Everybody comes and brings it together on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Such a big crowd, everybody participates. It also has the status of a Korban Tzibur, even though it's not paid for by the Machta Shekel money. So since we consider Korban Pesach as a Korban Tzibur, so the Tzibur only applies to those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever lives in the Chutzah is not part of the Tzibur. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, we have the Aruch HaShulchan on the four Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaYim Yeredei Eben Ezer Chashim Mishpah. But then he wrote a whole set, Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid. That's longer than the whole Aruch HaShulchan put together. Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid has all the Dinim of Zroim and Taris and Kachim, everything very fascinating. He writes a lot of original Chidushim to try to figure out how are we going to paskin all the dinim? So he writes, he thinks that it's a davar pashut. The Jews who live in Chutz Lars not mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach and not mechuyev to participate in Machza Shekel. So in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, hardly anybody showed up in Eretz Yisrael. Only 45,000 people came on Aliyah. The millions and millions of Jews stayed behind in Bavel. So you're going to think in advance, how many people are going to give Machza Shekel? 45,000 people. They have to bring korbanos for a whole year. Hardly anybody is paying over here. And the price of the behemoths was expensive. So you have to figure out in advance, how many people do you think are going to pay the money before Rosh Chodesh Nissan? How expensive are the behemoths going to be? So you always have to charge a fortune of money. Doesn't mean no one should give more than a machzah shekel. No one's allowed to give more than anybody else. But usually they gave way more than machzah shekel, the rabbi writes. They probably declared, this year Machza Shekel is $28.55. Because they had to make a calculation, and every year they made a different assessment. How many people do you think will participate? How expensive will the behemoth be? Is it going to be 12 months or 13 months? And how many people will pay on time? So they had to charge accordingly. So every year the Bezin would determine a different amount of money. In the Beis Hamikdash they had different pushkas. They had Taklan Charetin and Taklan Atik and Taklan Ishkolim. So the Machza Shekel for this year, Nissan Tavshinayim Beis, if there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, that's called Taklan Charetin, the new Shkolim Chadoshim for this year. Let's say someone is 85 years old, he never gave Machza Shekel in his life. So he has to give for this year, and taklan charetin, then he has to put in the other pushke, machta shekel for last year, and for the year before last year, and for the year before last year, all those back years. He never fulfilled the mitzvah of machta shekel. So they had this other pushke for taklan atikin. That money, the taklan atikin, the old shkolim, that he's paying up what he owed from years before, that money obviously is not going to go towards purchasing of the karbanas tibur for this year. It's rafan. So the Mishnayos say what they did with that money. The taklan charetin, that was used for this year. So the Ravid writes, you can never get away with paying less than machta shekel. Same as the Rama. Rama said you can never get away with paying less than machta shekel, but if the machtas of the matbeah hayotze v'oisa medina is more, then you have to give machtas of that matbeah. So that's how the Rambam explained why they gave darkona shel zov in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. The Rebbe thinks that explanation doesn't make sense. How can they have such expensive coins if the people were so poor? It doesn't correspond to reality. So the Rebbe said that's not the reason why they had to give darkona shel zov. There were so few people participating in the collection, and they had to pay for so many karbanos. So the Bezin probably said, this year, everybody has to give $50 a machzah shekel. Hoshel yarba, no one's allowed to give a penny more than 50, no one's allowed to give a penny less than 50. But everybody has to give the same amount. Same amount is way more than machzah shekel. Machzah shekel is the minimum. Even if you have a billion people giving, participating in the collection, and you have way more money than you're going to need, so that's the lowest point. The Bezin can say, everyone should only give a quarter of a shekel, an eighth of a shekel. You have to give a minimum of a machzah shekel. And usually they had to charge much more than machzah shekel. So this is the machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbit. How are you supposed to understand the psukim in the Chumash, the psukim in the Novi, that it says in the beginning of the period of Bayis Sheni, they gave darkona shel zohav.
What if there was a deficit? They didn't raise enough. What do you do then? Can you take a loan?
The Mishnayos talk about that. Once in a while there was a deficit. They guessed wrong and they ran out of money. So it says that you have to make a new collection. The tzibur has to collect again. So it's a shayla, but that's not machzah shekel. How are you yotzei that? That's a problem. So if you take last year's money, that would be good. If you have leftover machzah shekel from last year. But to make a new collection, how is that good? That's a problem. But the Mishnah does talk about it. The Mishnah works about that, on that problem. What do you do if they don't have enough money? Yeah.
So, if someone moved to Yerushalayim and he didn't live in Yerushalayim for the past 7-8 years, is it mechuyev to give or it's voluntary?
Moved to Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Aruch HaShulchan thinks that whoever doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael that year is not mechuyev. He thinks he wouldn't have to give for the past years. If a person would want to volunteer, we don't accept donations. A guy wants to donate $100,000 to the Machzah Shekel Fund. So we don't accept any donations. Either you're mechuyev and you give, or you're not mechuyev. But if a person lives in Chutz La'aretz, that's like Korban Pesach. You're not mechuyev because you're not part of the tzibur. But if you want to come, you can join onto the tzibur. It's machzah shekel money. Also, we'll assume like the Aruch HaShulchan. Whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz is not obligated to give machzah shekel. But if he volunteers, so we'll accept it.
Didn't we say before that the tzibur implies everybody, not just the people living in Israel?
The tzibur on whose behalf the karbanos are offered, the karbanos are offered on behalf of Klal Yisrael, but who has to pay? So that we assume only those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael have to pay, just like the Korban Pesach. Only those Jews.
Kohanim felt they didn't have to pay.
Right. The Mishnah quotes there was a machlekes Kohanim hayudarsh mikra zeliyatz. Right. The Kohanim had a shtick in the period of the Bayis Sheni. The Kohanim felt they're not allowed to give machzah shekel. Because if you bring a minchas kayin, so the din is you have to burn the whole mincha. You don't do kmitza. We learned it in Saita. You don't do kmitza, just burn the kaimitz and eat the shirayim. You burn the whole thing. And one of the karbanas that's paid for with the machzah shekel money is the minchas ha'omer. The minchas ha'omer, you do kmitza, you burn the kaimitz on the mizbeach, and the rest of it, the zichri kuhuna eat. Yom alaylo ad chatzoy. So the Kohanim said, Kohanim hayadarsh and mikras eliyatzman. They made up their own drasha, they made up their own halacha. We're not allowed to give machzah shekel money. We'll give machzah shekel money. Then you can't do kmitza on minchas ha'omer and have the Kohanim eat the leftover. It'll be minchas kayin. So it's an avera on our part. We're not allowed to give machzah shekel. So the Tanoim said, you're wrong. Kol kain she'eno shekel choytei. They said, kol kain hashekel choytei. Any coin who gives machzah shekel is a sinner. So the Tanaim is Man Abayi said, you're absolutely wrong. Kol Koin She'ena Shekel is Chayta. You're Mechuyev to give Machza Shekel. That's the Psak. Kainim have to give Machza Shekel also. So the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa says when you're interested in taking a census of the Jewish people, Kisisas Rosh B'nai Yisrael of Kudehem, what do you want to take a census for? For purposes of an army. You want to see how many soldiers do you have. So you only draft people into the army from the age of 20 and up. Under 20, you're not allowed to draft into the army. That's the Pesukim Chumash. That's how Rashi points out. You're not allowed to draft. Now in Eretz Yisrael, they draft people below the age of 20. The Pashto says that it's against Halacha. If you need it, they got no choice. The truth of matter, they don't need it. They have more than enough people living in Eretz Yisrael. They don't need such young people in the army. They don't need so many people in the army. So the Pasuk in Chumash says, "Mben es mishonav amala." That's if you're interested in collecting machtas hashekel for the purpose of taking a census to figure out how many able-bodied soldiers do you have to rely on for your army. But the Shaila, what about our machtas hashekel? Our machtas hashekel has nothing to do with taking a census of klalis. Our machtas hashekel is for the purpose of funding the karbonas tzibur. So does it also depend on the age of 20? Or do you say no? Where is above bar mitzvah is mechuyev to give machzah shekel? So this is a big machlokes harishonim based on a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi. We don't have any Gemara Bavli on Shkolim. We have a Talmud Yerushalmi. So there are two girsas in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So if the Rishonim say you're obligated to give machzah shekel from the age of 13 and up, and if the Rishonim had the reading, had the girsa in the Yerushalmi, you're only obligated from the age of 20 and up.
Someone had a chumra that a cotton can't dab Muslim.
Right, right. The Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha like this, like the Tzlach. The Tzlach is a sefer written by the Nevi Yehuda and Brachas. So the Tzlach writes that women are not mechuyev to daven musaf. Women aren't mechuyev to daven shachris mincha ma'ariv. They're not mechuyev to daven musaf. Why? Because in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, the women were not mechuyev to give machzah shekel money. If they would donate, we would accept from them. But they're not mechuyev to donate the machzah shekel. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that lahalacha. Women are not mechuyev to daven musaf because they weren't obligated. They were not obligated to give machzah shekel. Right. If they wanted, they can volunteer, but they're not mechuyev to. So that's what there is a sefer that's supposed to be a collection of Tshuvas HaRosh. The one who put it out called the Besamim Rosh. It's known to be a forgery, right? The Chasam Sofer refers to the Sefer as the Kizvei HaRosh, the forgery, Chav Zayin Beis, the Sheker, the Kizvei HaRosh. What happened was, the Sefer was put out by an unknown figure whose father was a famous Talmud Chacham. So the Nadi Behuda gave a Haskamah to the Sefer because he knew the father of the fellow who put it out. And he didn't realize that the guy who put it out was a faker. So a lot of the Tshuvas, could be some of them are authentic, but a lot of them are clearly forgeries. And then you have the commentary on the bottom of the page that's called Kasa Deharsana. That for sure was not written by the Rosh. That the one who put it out, he says that these are his chidushim. So in the faker's commentary on his forgery of the Tshuvas HaRosh, in the Kasa Deharsana, he writes this comment. That since there are those who shine him say that before the age of 20, you're not mechuyev to give machzah shekel. So whoever is not mechuyev machzah shekel is not mechuyev to daven musaf. So anyone younger than the age of 20 is not mechuyev to daven musaf. Like women are not mechuyev. So if they want to volunteer, they may. But how can he be the shliach tzibur? You can't serve as the shliach tzibur to be moitzi the tzibur if you yourself are not mechuyev in that. So that was a wild chumer. The pashtus says the whole thing is wrong. Pashtus says that before the age of 20, you are mechuyev. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the two opinions. The meaning is that people today give machzah shekel on Tainus Esther. We want to fulfill this minig that the Goyne Yeretz Yisrael started as the fundraising gimmick. Everyone should give machzah shekel zecher to the machzah shekel on the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ramah quotes the two minhagim, whether the minig only begins from the age of 20 on, or the minig begins from the age of Bar Mitzvah. So that's really a machlek zevishanim. But to go so far to say like the Kasa Daharsana, therefore, whoever is not 20 years old, not Mechuyev, and I can't.
The
Tmidim
also, no?
The Tmidim, yes. Right, so Shachris, Minche, Meirev, that's Rachmeninu. But Musav is only keneged HaKarbonis. The Pashta says we should say that women are not chayv and Musav for a different reason. The Gemara says that Li'olam, all the Tvila should be a mitzvah says the Shazman Groma. Women should be potter. But it's an exception to the rule because Tvila Rachmi means it's Bakoshas Tzorachim. So they made a special takana, despite the fact that Shachris, Mincha, Marev, Azman, Groma, the women are mechui because Rachmi. Tosafos says that Rachmi doesn't apply to Musaf. Musaf doesn't have any Bakoshas Tzorachim. Musaf is purely for the sake of an Neshama for him, Svaseinu, to take the place of the Hakrovus Hakrovonus.
There's no Tashlumin, so I can't use it as Tashlumin for...
Right, that's what Tosafos said. There's no Tashlumin. Why is there Tashlumin for Shachris, Mincha, Marev? The answer is no, but the tefillah is rachmi. So it makes sense to offer the prayer, even if you missed the zman tefillah, offer the prayer in the next zman tefillah.
There's plenty of
rachmi. Yeah. So that's not the main theme. That's not the main aspect. Tosafos says the main aspect of the musaf is only keneged hakarbonos. That's what Tosafos says. Avada, the concluding paragraph in every bracha, in the middle bracha in the Shmones, the whole text of Ishmanes, it has to start with Shevach and with Hoidoya. In the middle, you have to have Bakosha. So Musaf also, you have to have Bakosha. The concluding paragraph on Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Hashanah and the Malchus Chana Shabbos, concluding paragraph always has Bakosha Sarah. But nonetheless, Tosafos claims that that's not the main theme of Musaf. The main theme really is in the Shalma Farm Sosein. So that's what Tosafos says. That's why there's no Tashlumen. So that's the Pashtus why. They should have said women are not Mukhayif to Dam. A lot of the women come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So they listen to Kriyas HaTorah and then they daven Musaf. More correct is they should daven Shachris and forget about Musaf.
It's more Rakhmi.
Yeah.
It's more Bakashas than Shachris.
Musaf has more.
For sure.
Okay. But Alpidin, it's less. It has more Bakashas, in fact. But Alpidin, the purpose of the Musaf is not. So one could have said that women are potter from Musaf because they should have been potter from Shachris, Mincha, Marev also because it says Man Groma. But that's an exception to the rule because Rachmi Ninu, that's what it says in the Gemara, and we don't apply Rachmi to Musaf. Musaf is not Rachmi. But somehow the Mishnah Berurah doesn't give that presentation. Mishnah Berurah says the reason why women are potter, he quotes from the Tzlach, because women didn't give Machzah Shekel money. So that's what this Kasa de Harsana, this character from the 1700s, wrote a Chiddush, that if you hold that children before the age of 20 are not Mukhayv and Machzah Shekel, so they can't be the Baal Tefillah for Musaf. They want to volunteer Musaf because they're not to aid, but they can't be the Baal Tefillah because they're not Mukhayv and Dov.
So, the Baal Ta'akir is applicable to Machzah
Shekel? Yeah.
Like a
Korban. Yeah. Not only is there Baal Ta'akir and Karbonis that I accepted upon myself, even if I didn't accept it. The original pasuk, Kisida Neder Lashem Alakech L'Sachar L'Shalma, says, if I accepted upon myself a neder. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Sugya Baal Ta'akir, the first parak says, that Baal Ta'akir even applies to Karbonis where I didn't accept the obligation on myself. So there would be Baal Ta'akir by Machzah Shekel also. Yeah.
Is there chinuch by Machzah Shekel? They should give for your sons who's 10 years old or 9 years old?
So that's what he raised before.
For women, if you want
to. So the Mishnah says if a woman wants to, if a Nochri wants to volunteer Machzah Shekel, we don't accept it. Nochri can only volunteer to bring a Karban Oila, Karban Shlam, something that's Bo Ben Edom and Edovim. Something that's not Bo Ben Edom and Edovim, a Nochri cannot volunteer. But nonetheless, a woman may volunteer. A woman is not Mukhayev to give Machzah Shekel, but if she volunteers, then we do accept it. So the Pel is Hakam, but it's not Bo Ben Edom and Edovim. So if you don't accept, not saying that an Isha is like a Nochri, but in this sense, should be the same as a Nochri. If Machzah Shekel is not Bo Ben Edom and Edovim, so how can the woman volunteer it? So the answer is that the women have the same, we assume the women have the same level of Kedusha as the men. That's how Moshe Feinstein writes based on the Pasuk. Rabban Shalom said, everybody is the same level as Goy Kodesh. And Kedusha means, Kedushana bin Mitzvaysa v'tzivana. There's no such thing as abstract Kedusha. What they call a modern hymn, Kedusha artilois, abstract Kedusha. Kiddushin means Kiddushana ben mitzvah sev tzivan, imuchiv to do mitzvahs. So we say that women have the same level of Kiddush as the men, because Saimel Avei Sankev is the women, Vesagel Amin Aisol is the men, Antem Tiyoli, Goy Kodosh, so the women have the same level as Kiddush, so the women should be imuchiv in the same mitzvahs as the men, because kedusha means kedushanim mitzvahs v'tzivanim. So the answer is they are mechuyev in all the same mitzvahs. The only difference is if the women would say the whole truth when they would shake a lulav, they would say asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu uftaranu. He gave us a kedusha, and the kedusha is mechayevas. And then he said, if you don't want to, we don't have to. It's not the same as a nochri. Nochri doesn't have a kedusha; he's not mechuyev at all in the mitzvah. So if a nochri is going to volunteer machzah shekel, that's mamish bo ben adam in adov. So machzah shekel is not a fund that accepts donations. If you're not mechuyev, you can't donate. But the women are mechuyev. The women have the same kedusha as Yisrael as the men. So if the woman volunteers to give machzah shekel, she's fulfilling the chiyuv that should have been mutal on her. She has the same kedusha as Yisrael as the men, and she should have been mechuyev to give the machzah shekel. The truth is, it's kedushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu uftaranu. So if the woman volunteers to say the bracha on the tilos lulav, she doesn't have to say the whole story. She doesn't have to say uftaranu. So she just says the part of the story that's relevant. Kedushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu. But it's true. It is kedushanu b'mitzvayso, and it is v'tzivanu. It's just that it's uftaran. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. So if the woman gives the machzah shekel, that's not the same as a nochri. Nochri gives it, we don't accept, it's not bo ben adam and adavim. If the woman gives, she's giving to fulfill the chiyuv that began, she has the kedusha sisal, she should have been mechuyuv.
What is the cost of the
arsenal?
If you have a woman of people under 20, you want to be invited
to them? Yeah, according to his chiddush.
You have a youth meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a monetary amount for a matzah shekel? American money?
The value of 9.6 grams of pure silver. Yeah, every year it's going to be different amount. Every year it's going to be something else. Yeah. The pidyon haben is something close to $100 now. I haven't been in touch. Something close to $100. So this is 1/10 of that.
Matzah
shekel. Yes, yeah, so it'll be around $10 or so. 1/10 of pidyon haben. Pidyon haben is around $100, so it'll be around $10. Uh-huh. Is the machzah shekel?
Which portion of the shulchan is 4,000? Machzah shekel should give for your children adoylam. 4,000. No, that
lush
is adoylam.
I remember adoylam. The Mishnah says if a cotton shashokal, a cotton is not mechuyev to give. If the cotton volunteers, mekablim hemenu, you accept. Just like an isha is not mechuyev to give. A nochri is not mechuyev to give if he wants to volunteer. We don't accept it because not bo ben adam and adavim. But a katan sheshokel is like an isha. If he wants to volunteer, you do accept it. So that's a big discussion, a famous discussion that the Ksois HaChoshen has in Choshen Mishpat. A katan, usually we assume a katan means one before bar mitzvah. So a katan before bar mitzvah is a la bar das. So how can it be magdish? How can he be makne the money? The money still belongs to him. So even when he puts it into the pushkin, the Beis Hamikdash, in the big shofar, the pushkin, gigantic pushkin was called the shofar. So there was a taklan charetin shofar and there was a taklan atikin pushkin. The two pushkin, more than two pushkins. There were 13 yud gimel shofars when the Beis Hamikdash, 13 gigantic pushkins. So one was for taklan charetin for the new machzah shekel for this upcoming year. And the other one was for the Taklan Atikin. Then they had other shofars for other purposes. So the Ktzayis HaChoshen is bothered with Akasha. A Kotnin can't be makna away from himself. If you give a matana to the Kotnin can be koinim in Atorah. Because you have Das Acheres makna to give him a matana. But the Kotnin can't be makna to someone else. So how can the Mishnah say that a Kotnin shushokal mikablim hemenu, but a Kotnin is ala bardas? How does he have the ability to donate anything to Hegdash? So the Ktzayis HaChoshen picks a fight with the Beis Yosef. There's a kinyan Mayim Shloshtan. Mayim Shloshtan means like this. Let's say the Chassan is nervous. He's afraid he's going to forget to bring the ring to the Chassan. So he gives the ring to his best friend and he says, you make sure, you're not nervous, so you make sure you bring the ring. So they come to the wedding. The best friend forgot to bring the ring to the chasana. So what do you do? How's he going to be mekadosh the isha? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, no problem. Let the best friend stand there under the chuppah. And the chasan tells the kala, the ring that he has, a pikotn of mine, I hereby transfer ownership of that ring to you with maimet shloshtan. Maimet shloshtan means all three are standing together. The nois and hamatana, And the Mekabel HaMatana, the Chasen is the Noisen HaMatana, the Kala is the Mekabel HaMatana, and the Shemer, who's holding on to the Pikudin, all three are standing there. And this is a Takana de Rabbanon that's Maimet Shloshta. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the question is, if the Chasen is Mekadish with the ring, that is Makna, they Maimashloshtan is only a Takana de Rabbanon, does the girl become an Eishes Ishmen HaTorah, or does she only become an Eishes Ishmen de Rabbanon? So that's a machlokes. So the Beis Yosef disagrees with the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says she becomes an Eishes Ish min HaTorah. The Beis Yosef, how can it be? But the whole Maimah Shloshtan is only Midir Rabbanon. So the maximum she can become is an Eishes Ish Midir Rabbanon. So the Ktzai Sachayshen is Masig on them. He says the Mishnah says a Katan Sheshokal Mikablim Hemenu. If the cotton donates machta shekel, we accept it. But the cotton doesn't have the ability to give any matanis min haTorah. So how can Hegdish accept the matana? They're going to be buying korbanos tzibur for money that belongs to a private person. That money didn't never switched. It never became machta shekel money. So one answer you can give is, if you should assume that the correct girsa in Yerushalmi is that until the age of 20, you're not mukhayif to give machta shekel. So after the age of bar mitzvah, till the age of 20, you have 6-7 years there that he's a gadol. He is a bar mitzvah, but he's not mechuyev machzah shekel. So maybe when the Mishnah says that katan sheshokal, the kabbalah man, it doesn't mean a katan before bar mitzvah. Katan before bar mitzvah, we can't accept because he can't transfer ownership. He has no das. Katan sheshokal means before the age of 20, after the age of bar mitzvah. But if you should accept the ktzaisest. But if you should accept the other opinion, that right after bar mitzvah, everyone is mechuyev to give machzah shekel, the age of 20, that's only for drafting in the army, to take a census, kisisas rosh bnei yisrael ufkudeyem, for the purpose of the army. But for the purpose of machzah shekel money, for the korbanos, everyone above bar mitzvah is mechuyev. So then how can you accept from the kotan? So the ktzoy says, in ishkin kasha, the answer is that hefke bezn hefke, and the rabbanon made a takana, that a cotton shigir loynes haputa is when the child is kibarshis, kibarsheva, 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old. He understands business a little bit. He understands what it means to give a matana and to transfer ownership. So they made a takana midirabbanon that the cotton does have the ability. Cotton shigir loynes haputa, if he has a little bit of maturity, he understands ownership, he understands the concept of giving over ownership. So midirabbanon he can make a kinyan. So the tzaystein is that the katan sheshokal is acceptable min haTorah because hefker bezna hefker.
You can't do it on sukkahs with a lulav. He has given masses for shekel, he has a sechel, you can't do it on.
No, so the tzais holds that on sukkahs it would also work. If the katan is old enough to understand what it means to transfer ownership, then it would work on sukkahs too. That's what he holds. On sukkahs is a big machlekes in the Rishonim.
Wow,
oh, sorry. I thought it was leaking. I didn't see what was happening. Thank you. Thank you. So the Ksais would hold that it's good for Sukkot also. He interprets the Gemara said you shouldn't give to the cotton. That means the cotton is too young. He doesn't understand the ownership. But if he does understand that, it would be good. So that's what the Ksais says. You can say the Mishnah says cotton sheshokal means after the age of bar mitzvah before the age of 20. But if you hold that after the age of bar mitzvah, everyone is mechuyev to give machzah shekel. So then the Ksai says the answer obviously is that Hefke Bez Nefke works min haTorah. So who had the name if he Mekadosh and Isha with the Maima Shloshtan story, she would become an Eish Hashish min haTorah because the Kala is kind of the ring min haTorah. So the Nesivis disagrees with the Ksai. The Nesivis holds that whenever you have Hefke Bez Nefke, the transfer ownership, it only works min the Rabbanah. The Nesivis has a big fuss about this. He writes a whole big fuss. Hefke bez nefke only works to be mafke mamin min haTorah, to be makna lacherim, that's only midirabbanon. So here, you want the cotton to donate to Hegdish, that can only be midirabbanon. So how do you explain the Mishnah? Mishnah says the cotton puts his money in the pushkin, the Beis HaMikdash, and you accept it. So the receiver says a different answer. Hefke bez nefke works to be mafkir. So the cotton puts his money in, he's 10 years old, he's 9, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, he's old enough to understand business. So they made it hefker, the matbea that he drops, and the pushka becomes hefker. And then, once it falls into the pushka, so then hegdish is kind of with the kinyan chatzah. That's what he says. Hekdish is kind of with the kinyachatz. And that works minatur. Hekdish is kind of with the kinyachatz, so that works minatur. So this, the both pshatim, the pshat of the ktsois and the pshat of the nesivis, are both very, very difficult.
And by kedushin, she's mekudesh midrabanan according to nesivis.
Only midrabanan, yeah. That's what he said. Only midrabanan, because by kedushin, the chasen has to be marked on the ring to the kala. The chasen did a pantomime of being makna. Mitam hefke bez nefke, they said the ring doesn't belong to the chasen. And then they said the kala takes the ring, she's zeichem and a hefke. But she didn't get the ring from the chasen. She got the ring from the hefke, so it's no good. So the both explanations, both the Ksois and the Nesivis, are both very difficult. The Nesivis says a hegdish is zeicher the machzal shekel min a hefker. How is that machzal shekel? Kinyan chotzer is a secular kinyan. A guy can be kind of with the kinyan chotzer. A Jew can be kind of. It has nothing to do with hegdish. It's not going to have kedushas machzal shekel on it. It'll be momen hegdish if you hold hegdish as kind of with the kinyan chotzer. That happens to be a machlekes tesis in the Ramban and Baba Basra. Tosis holds a hegdish is not kind of with the kinyan chotzer. So the Nesivis is a pella. How can he say such a thing that hegdish is kind of the money with the kinyan chotzer? And they're allowed to buy machzah karbanas tzipa with such money. It was never hugdish for the purpose of machzah shekel. It's a secular kinyan that hegdish has. And then the ktsois also pella. He says the katan gives the machzah shekel to the pushke with the power of hefke bezna hefke. Hefke bezna hefke is also a secular kinyan. In order to use the money for the purpose of purchasing karbanas tzipa, has to be hugdash l'shei machzah shekel. Not that you should intervene. Bezdin is going to intervene and declare Hefke Bezdin, and therefore Hegdish is kind of. What is it all? Hegdish is kind of with the secular Kenyan of Hefke Bezdin Hefke. They have to be kind of with the Hakdoshe. Someone has to be Magdashed L'Shem Machzah Shekel. So the both answers are a pella. The Ksois and the Sivis, the both answers are a pella. If anything, you should say, maybe Kotten Sheshokal, maybe even means before Bar Mitzvah, but there is a din, the year before Bar Mitzvah, the cotton is called the mufla hasomach liyish. So the din is he has the ability to be magdish things. Some hold the natura. That's a machlokes the Rambam and the Raivit. But the mufla machlokes in the Gemara and neither machlokes harishonim had a paskin. Whether that din the year before by mitzvah the cotton has the ability to take a neder or to take a shvuah or to be magdish something or to be mafish trumas and maisis, all in yoni haflor. Haflor means things that are chalai de dibur. When you're magdish and you take a neder and a shvuah and a ziris and erchan and haram and all of that is called a nyani haflo. So that's a big shaila where the mufla samach liish is a din derais a din derabon. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. The katan sheshokal mikable memenu, not a katan is 10 years old. The katan who's 12 and a half years old, he's already within the last year before bar mitzvah, so then he has enough das to be magdish things. That can work. But if he's only 10 years old, he's lower than. Younger than Mufal al-Samach Liish. How can it be Magdish? The whole Ktsais with the Nesivis, the both answers don't make any sense. So now there's the Mishnah there has another statement. What if there's a young child? So the father is not Mechuyev to give Machzah Shekel on behalf of his young child. Whatever young child means, either before the age of 20, his young child before who's 19 and a half years old, and the father is not Mechuyev to give, or young child means before Bar Mitzvah. So the father is not mechuyev to give to the kot. What happens? Kot nishishokal. So we do accept. So the Mishnah says, if the father started, if his chilo lishkol, if they once gave machzah shekel for the kotten, so they and they had a mind to continue doing like that, so then you mechuyev mitam minik toif. Whenever a person introduces a minik toif, so we assume if he did the minik once and he intended to always continue like that. Or if he did the minig three times in a row and he wasn't thinking one way or the other, so then you mechuyev mitam minig. So that's what the Mishnah writes: katan sheshokal, not only mikablim hemenu, but if his chilo lishkol, then you have to continue. That's what you mean, liyoyim avoid. That's what you're probably referring to. The Mishnah says,
even does it mean even when
your
son gets married,
is it chiyuv to give? No. Then he's on his own. Once he reaches the age of 20, what does he get married before 20?
Shulchan Aruch uses a very strange language. He says chavli olam. He says that means forever. Doesn't say until he's 20.
No, it means till he reaches the age of his b'chuyuv on his own. No, if the father does a minik toiv once or three, once and planning to continue. Or three times in a row with blank, not thinking one way or the other, That's what we say. Then you mechuyev mitam minik toiv. It's a beautiful minik. So then you mechuyev to continue to give the machzah shekel on behalf of the katan. So again, I mentioned.
For instance, for Pesach, for a bchor, for a father, fast for his son, right? So that's also a minute that goes the same way. That it's a fear.
That's a minik to fast. Either there's no minik dafka to give for the ketanim. If the father wants to, he can donate. And once he gave once for the cotton, and he had a mind to continue, then he's binding. Then it becomes binding mitam minik toif. That's a din of minik toif. If you do it once and you plan to continue, or you do it three times in a row, even though your mind you weren't thinking at all one way or the other, what you're going to do. So minik toif, you have to continue. So machzas hashekel is one of the three exceptions to the rule, but Halacha says the shavu kesef is lav kikesef. When you get married, you give a ring that's based on shavu kesef kikesef. When you buy karkas niknas bikesef, so you can give shavu kesef also. Usually shavu kesef kikesef. And the Brisa and Bchoris, the Abtan Aluch, quotes there are three cases where shavu kesef is lav kikesef. So one is pinyan maaser sheni. You can only be paid the Maaser Sheni onto Kesef, Sheyesh Olav Tzura. With Tzarta, Kesef Yadach has to be Kesef, Sheyesh Olav Tzura. And the second din is also a din deraisa, Machzas HaShekel. You can only be Yotze if you give cash, if you give Shavu Kesef, not accepted. And then the third exception to the rule is only a din midrabbanan. Rashi there, Amchoris Dafdanala quotes from the Yerushalmi, a whole explanation why they introduced the third din. When everybody goes to be Ola Regal on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, and they have to buy a carbon oilas riyah, so he's supposed to pay for the oilas riyah with cash. He shouldn't pay with shavu kesef, and the Yerushalmi gives a whole explanation why not. But we assume the first two dinim are dinim deraisa, that the machzah shekel has to be davke kesef, just like the pinyan maaser sheni has to be davke kesef. So that's a common practice that many people have today, that an erev purim, on Tainus Esther, when you give the machzah shekel, so there's a question whether paper money has the din of kesef or has the din of shtar. There are contradictions in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. So because there is a svara to say that paper money, Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan, Rabbi Yeshiva University, Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan said in the Tshuva, paper money is legal tender, so that's called kesef. Definition of kesef is legal tender, period. That's the end of the story. But because the Chasam Sofer, Dreitzach, he's not sure. So that's why the minig is that we never do pinyan maaser sheni on paper money. The minig always was in Eretz Yisrael, or when you have Paris Eretz Yisrael that is sent to Chutzlars and you want to do pinyan maaser sheni, so you always use matbeis. You don't use paper money, because the Chasam Sofer raised the possibility in some tshuvas. Other tshuvas he contradicts, so other tshuvas he writes, the paper money should have the status of shtar, shouldn't have the status of kesef.
Would that be a difference? Like, we used to have money was backed up by gold, and now it's just Federal Reserve notes instead of just paper money by Federal Reserve. One time, actually, each money was actually backed up by gold.
So which way is better?
I would say gold. That would be more like kesef. You know?
Or maybe fakert. If it's backed up with something, so this is a shtar, you have a right to take gold. So it's only a shtar. But if it's not backed up by anything, so this is the kesef. Either way, it does make a difference. Those who are Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan held that whatever is legal tender, it says on it, this is legal tender. That's everybody agrees, Dina the Machus Adina, to declare what is Kesef. That's a Shach and Hilchas Ribbis. The different opinion, how far Dina the Machus Adina goes, but this Hakal Maidim, they all agree. To determine what is Kesef and what Shavu Kesef, that's up to the government. Whatever the government declares is legal tender has to be accepted as payment for any debts. So that's the definition of kesef. So because the minigodlam is lahachmer, not to use paper money for pinyan aben, because he can't use shtaris. And not to use paper money for pinyan maaser sheni, because it has to be davke kesef. So that's why some have a minig that you want to make a zeichel lemachzas hashekel on Tainus Esther when you give the machzas shekel. So if you're going to give a dollar bill, and the Rambam says minigas, you give three. Chatzoy HaShekel. So you want to give a dollar and a half. And if you have a few children, so you want to give a $5 bill, whatever, $10 bill, and shayt, to be yaitze. So because real machzah shekel has to be davke kesef, and maybe paper money is not considered kesef, it's considered shtaris, so people put in the paper money, they pick up the silver coins, and then they put it back in. I would personally think that this is a bigger problem. I don't think, I never do that. I don't think it's right to do that. Because when the Goyne Eretz Yisrael instituted this practice of making a Zecher HaMachzah Shekel, so the Goyne Bavel were very upset. They said, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, Imsochim, a person is not allowed to say before Pesach about this flesh, I'm going to use this flesh for my for Pesach. Because it sounds like I'm going to use it for my Korban Pesach. And if a person's implied that he's going to use it for the Korban Pesach, is a hashash, maybe it's kachim b'chutz and it's also b'hanor. So someone's going to, you have a plate that says this is machzah shekel. So people are going to think that it's real machzah shekel. Real machzah shekel is hegdish. So you can't use it for the yeshivas. You can't use it for tzedakah l'aniyim. If it's hegdish, it's hegdish. So this was the objection that the Goyne Bavel raised against this new fundraising gimmick that the Goyne Eretz Yisrael came up with. They said, let everybody give a zechel a matzah shekel during the month of Adar, the way they used to do bizman shebeis hamikdash hayikayam, bechav biyodim hashmim al hashkolim, and this way we'll raise money for the yeshiva. So the Goyne Bavel said, you're not allowed to do that. You're going to give money. Some of the people are going to think it's real matzah shekel, and it'll become hegdish, you won't be able to use it. So the Goyne Eretz Yisrael responded, they said, look in the Yerushalmi, the Chachmei Bava, the Goyne Bava didn't have a Yerushalmi. So they said, look in the Yerushalmi, the last line in Masech HaShkolim. The last line in the Mishnah Masech HaShkolim has like this. The last Mishnah ends off like this. If someone designates Bikurim Bizman Hazeh, it doesn't make sense. Bikurim, you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash and recite Arami Abiravi, then you have to do Tnufa, and you have to put Hanocha on the floor, and then you give it to the Karnati. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash and you can't do the Hanocha on the floor, so where's the Seichel? You're going to designate Bikurim. No one will be able to eat it. It'll become Hegdish. The Karnati won't be able to eat it. So it's stupid to be Mafresh Bikurim. But they won't let you. The Arabs won't let, the Arabs don't hold like that. The Arabs who are in charge of the Harbais won't let you go there. So the Mishnah says it's not proper to be mafresh bikurim bizman hazeh. You're just looking for trouble. And it's not proper to be mafresh machzah shekel bizman hazeh. You're just going to look for trouble. And if you were magdashit, then you're stuck. Then the bikurim is also ba'no. It's kodesh, and there's no way to be matirit unless you go to the Harbais, okay? If you all kitchel asilavai, and the machzah shekel is going to be kodesh. Then the Mishnah quotes the Tana Reb Shimon disagrees by Bikurim. He says, Hamafrish Bikurim is Manazeh, it's not Chal, it's Chulin. Why? Based on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that we just read. That the Pasuk says, Reishit Bikurim Amascha Tovi Beis Hashem Alokecha. This man that is Beis Hashem Alokecha, then if you're Mafrish Bikurim. If not Beis HaMikdosh, it's not Chal. So the Mishnah only quotes Reb Shimon is disagreeing with the Tanakhama regarding Bikurim Bizman Hazeh. Mishnah doesn't quote the Reb Shimon disagrees regarding Machzah Shekel Bizman Hazeh. But the last line in the Yerushalmi on Shkolim quotes that number one, we pass like Reb Shimon against the Chachamim, and number two, Reb Shimon doesn't only disagree regarding Bikurim Bizman Hazeh, he disagrees regarding Machzah Shekel. We don't know what the Pasuk is. The Mishnah says Reb Shimon disagrees if you're mafrish bikurim bizman hazeh based on a pasuk. Reishit bikur habascha tovi beis Hashem alokecha. Bizman that there's a bais, there's bikurim. Bizman that lack a bais, there's no bikur. The Yerushalmi never says what's the pasuk for machzah shekel, but the Yerushalmi says that's the halacha. The din is like Reb Shimon, bein both with respect to the bikurim bizman hazeh as well as with respect to the machzah shekel bizman hazeh. So the Goyne Eretz Yisrael were the ones who introduced this minik, this fundraising gimmick, that everyone should set aside money for a zechel, a machzah shekel. So they say, we follow the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, the din is like Reb Shimon, that even shtazel chafen kap, even if you were magdashit for machzah shekel, it just not chal, doesn't mean anything. There's nothing to worry about. If you designate an animal as a carbon pesach, it will become carbon pesach.
Why don't you say something about a nazir nowadays? A nazir, he can't bring the karbanos. There's no base for Yerush. Why if someone says it nazir? Why don't we just ignore it? He's not, because he can't fulfill the
Mishnayos say not so. Mishnayos say, it's a question, why? But yeah. The Mishnayos say, if a person accepts Naziris Bizman Hazeh, he's stuck. He's a Nazir and he has to observe the Dinim. There's no way for him to be mat to himself.
Notwithstanding the fact that he can't bring the carbon at the end, the three karbanos?
he can't terminate the Naziris, but he can observe the Naziris. He can observe the Naziris for the rest of his life.
And if he says a Nazir for 30 days, it's still not good.
He'll be a Nazir for 30 days. If the Beis HaMikdash will be built, he'll be able to bring his karbanas and terminate it. But the Naziris he can observe. Here the Bikurim can't, you can't do anything but the Bikurim, can't do anything but the Machta Shekel. The Nazir can observe the Naziris, just can't terminate it without bringing
anything,
the karbanas.
There's more reason not to make it as like the real thing. So people should make a Torah. In other words, if they put the coins in to make it look as if it's the real thing, it should be fakad. You should do more.
Not to make it look. That's exactly that's the taina. So the Goynei Bavel said, we never heard of your Yerushalmi. They're not familiar with the Yerushalmi. They said, Kabbalah in the Kabbalah. Okay, if that's your tradition, you tell us that that's what it says in the last line in the Yerushalmi and Shkalin, that the din is like Reb Shimon, that there's no Machzah Shekel Bizman Hazeh. Okay, so be it. But they said they weren't so keen about that. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes this minig to give a Zecher. The Machzah Shekel on Tainus Esther, so he says you should make sure that it's a Zecher. Shouldn't say Machzah Shekel. It should say in big letters Zecher le Machzah Shekel. No one should think that it's really Machzah Shekel because we're not so convinced that that is the din, like the Rishalmi that if you mafish Machzah Shekel b'zman hazeh, nothing is stopped. So this was a whole historical debate in the days of the Goyim. The Goyim Eretz Yisrael were the ones who introduced this fundraising gimmick of designating Machzah HaShekel, Zechel Machzah HaShekel, Bizman HaZeh, and the Goyni Bavel were opposed to it. But then he said, Fafan, if you insist that it's not Kodesh, so be it, but they think still you should be careful to say that it's only Zechel Machzah HaShekel. All the yeshivas need a lot of money. Everybody needs a lot of money. It's always a mitzvah to give tzedakah.
Why did they adopt the half dollar as opposed to
the half dollar
tied into the one-tenth of the Pidyon HaBen?
Should have been really one-tenth of Pidyon HaBen, because the Rambam said, that's based on the Rambam, because the Rambam said you have to give 9.6 grams of silver. Or if the Machtas Hamad Be'ahayotze Be'ahayotze Medina is more than that, they have to give a half a dollar. So by us, a half a dollar is much less. It really should have been $10. So because the Rambam said, the Rambam interpreted that pasuk in Ezra, that they gave Darkonu Shel Zov, because you have to give whichever is the higher amount, either Machzah Shekel or the half the Matbeah HaYotzeh, so the Rambam quotes as Giblibman the Matbeah HaYotzeh by Isa
Medina. Maybe one time it was higher than possible.
Yeah, probably was higher. Probably was higher. I thought I would have time to cover all the dinim of Ksivas HaMegillah also, which I don't have. Maybe we'll just speak a little bit about Ksivas HaMegillah. The Gemara says that the Megillah has to have sirtut. You have to scratch out on every line in order to write this. The Megillah says to straight. The Gemara says, how do you know that you need sirtut? In the yeshivas, they usually mispronounce it. They call it shirtut, but it's supposed to be sirtut. Okay. So how do you know you have to have sirtut on every line of the Megillah? So the Gemara says, because the Megillah is described as Divrei Shalom V'Emes. It says, when they sent out letters to all the Jews who lived in the Sheva Yesim and Medina, so they sent out letters, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. It doesn't really say that the Megillah says Divrei Shalom V'Emes. That's how the Torah Shebaal Peh adds an additional level of interpretation. The letters with Divrei Shalom V'Emes and the Megillah Sester has the status of Divrei Shalom V'Emes. So what does it mean? The Megillah Sester is like the real Mekoy. It's like Amito Shel Torah. Just like Amito Shel Torah needs sirtut on every line, so the Megillah Sester needs sirtut on every line. So what is that referring to? What is the real Mekoy? So that's a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi says, our Sefer Torah is the real Mekoy. The Sefer Torah needs sirtut on every line. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. It's not true. You don't have to. Our practice is we do sirtut on every line on the Sefer Torah. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a different reason why. That you should have, it should be neat. You don't want to have sloppy handwriting. So you want to make it neat, but strictly speaking, you don't really need it. The only thing that does need sirtut at every line is the mezuzah. The mezuzah is called the real Mekoy. Why is mezuzah the real Mekoy? Because it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, has Yichud Hashem. Sefer Torah is not the real Mekoy. Divrei Shalom Emes Amito Shel Torah is the mezuzah. So somehow, the Megillah Esther is a higher level, according to Rabbeinu Tam, a higher level than the Sefer Torah. Rashi says the same level as the Sefer Torah. Just like the Sefer Torah needs Sirta, then every line, so the Megillah Sester is like the real Mekorah. Rabbeinu Tam made the Megillah Sester a higher level than a Sefer Torah. Has the higher level of a mezuzah, which needs Sirta in every line. It's an interesting Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, but the main purpose of the Sefer Torah is not so much for Kabbalah or Machash Mayim. The main purpose is all the dinim, as opposed to the Megillah Sester, somehow is considered as if that's the main purpose is Kabbalah or Machash Mayim. Kabbalah Sabris, the Kima Vikiblu, the Kabbalah Sabris. Usually we have a din, a Gemara in Gittin, that in Chumash Dvarim Midarshin Smuchim. If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. You have two dinim and two psukim that are adjacent to each other, that's smuchim. So the Gemara has in the beginning of Yeromis Daf Hey, the machlekes, but the darshan smuchim and kol haterakula are only in Chumash Dvar. But in Dvarim everybody agrees. So there are many, many, many famous drushes based on smuchim and Chumash Dvar. You have two psukim, one next to the other. So one of the many dinim is, it says in Kriya Shema, Ukshartim lo osal yedecha v'hayrat v'tavis b'ininecha. The next pasuk says, "Chsaftom al mezuzah beisecha v'sharecha." So the Gemara says that whoever is mechuyev in tefillin is kosher to write a mezuzah. Whoever is not mechuyev in tefillin is not kosher to write a mezuzah.
So a woman
cannot write a mezuzah. A woman is mechuyev to hang up a mezuzah on her door, but she herself cannot write a mezuzah. She has to get a man to write the mezuzah for her. There is even an awkward opinion. We don't pass on like that. There is an opinion in recent achrayim that a woman can't even nail up the mezuzah. She has to get a man to put the mezuzah.
Maybe she learned she's not mechuyev in mezuzah. It's just like she's not mechuyev in.
No. The Mishnah says women are mechuyev in mezuzah.
Yeah, but if the smuchim so learn that she just like she's part of her tefillin, yeah, she's part of her mezuzah.
It's a good to tine, but the Mishnah says not so. The Mishnah says women are part of from tefillin echayim and mezuzah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's a good question. Why not? But that's the din. So the Gemara establishes this din based on smuchim. That since the women are not mechuyev in tefillin, so the women are not kosher for ksivas mezuzah, and we assume the Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah are all the same. So here they have a ganze machlokes, what if a woman writes the Megillah Esther? Maybe that's an exception to the rule. Why should it be an exception? Because it says, v'tichtav Esther. V'tichtav Esther doesn't go, she didn't write a Megillah Esther. She wrote a letter, mitama memshala. She wrote a letter as the queen. So that's a discussion the Shari Tshuva raises. Maybe you should say, since that v'tichtav Esther, a woman would be kosher v'ksivas Megillah Esther. The Gemara says that the Aseres Bnei Haman have to be written, not supposed to write it straight, like a prose. You have to write it so on. You have to write in two different columns. They have to have empty space in between. So every so often the empty space is not really big enough. Here the Shulchan Aruch says, "Meniach cholok ben ksav leksav im lo yaseh kein psula." If you didn't leave empty space in the middle of his puzzle, so the Mishnah Berurah raises the question: how much empty space? Zokta kiflayim min haksav. It should be twice as much as the writing. Every so often, you have a Megillah that doesn't have enough space in between. So according to Rashi, the whole Megillah is puzzle. Rashi says the cholok, empty space in between the ace. Avidasa, Veis Parmashta, Veis Vaisas, and so on. The empty space in between has to be a big empty space, not just a little bit. That's sometimes a problem. Every so often in the yeshiva, they check the Megillah before they learn from it. Teignish, the Megillah is in kosher.
Why didn't the fellow in the Torah have nine letters making a big gap? Why should that be the same thing also?
Why shouldn't it be nine letters? Why should it be Kiflaim and Aksav? I don't know. That's how Rashi interprets on the Gemara. I don't know. Then the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. How much of the Megillah do you have to read? Let's say this coming Shabbos is Parshas Kisisa. So you can't just have a klap that has Kisisa. You have to have a whole Sefer Torah. And you just learn Parshas Kisisa. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. How much of Megillah Esther do you have to learn in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So we happen to paskin kuloi from the beginning to the end. But the other tanaim is saying, no, you only have to start from Ishi Yehudi Hoi B'Shushan Abira. You have to start from Balailu Hu, Nodu Doshnas HaMelech. Different opinions where you have to start from. But this, they all agree, has to be Ksuva Kula. You have to have the whole Megillah written. And then on the other hand, the Gemara says, true, you have to have the whole Megillah written. But the Gemara says, if you have missing letters here and there, missing word, missing letter, as long as Rav of the Megillah is written, and the Miyat is missing, that's okay. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, if a miut is missing, doesn't bother me. So let's say the Megillah only begins from Ishi Hu the Hoy Bishushan Abira. So that's 90% of the Megillah. So Ruba is written. So if Ruba Nichtav, Ruba Biksav is good, so what does the Gemara say? But everybody agrees, has to be written from the beginning to the end. You can't read from such a Megillah, even if you don't have to read that part. Why not? But Ruba is Nichtav. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rashba. If it's missing B'tchil of Asaf, then it's no good. Missing the beginning, missing the end, I'm missing an Inyan Shalem, then it's no good. Absolutely, said from his father, missing an Inyan Shalem, we don't understand sufficiently the whole story of the Megillah. So whenever there's anything missing, it could be that it's an Inyan Shalem. We don't know how many details constitute an Inyan Shalem. It's just missing a letter, a word here and there, so that's not an Inyan Shalem. But if you have a whole pasuk missing, you have to be chayshish that maybe that's already an Inyan Shalem. This is a shaila halacha lemaisa. It comes up all the time. Someone walks into shul 2 minutes late, and the Baal Torah just began. He's reading the first pasuk in the Megillah. So you have to say the bracha. So let's have a chumash. I say the three brachas. Shekharish Hamsanu, Al-Mikra Megillah, Shasan Nisim, Shechyanu. And then the Baal Torah is ready on the third pasuk. So I'll start reading from my Megillah. As long as I hear Rav of the Megillah from Akasha Megillah is good. As long as Rav is read mitoch haksav. So let's say I'll read the first few psukim from the Chumash, and then I'll catch up with the Baal Torah. He's ready at the fourth pasuk. You have to hear all the psukim in order. So luchara, that should be good. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achrenim, but chilosa you didn't hear mitoch haksav. The Rishonim said, if the Megillah is missing tchila osaf, then it's no good. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achrenim. The pashtus is that that's only a paslus in the Megillah. If the chefetz of the Megillah is missing tchila osaf, that's not a kosher Megillah. But here the Megillah has everything. I'm yoytze the first three psukim baal peh. So that's not a chisorin in the Megillah. The pashtus says that should be good. But he quotes a machlekes achreinim about that. Remember, we once had a machlekes in the yeshiva. None of the rabbeim knew Hilchus. None of us had gone through the Mishnah Berurah Hilchus Megillah. So we had a machlekes once on Purim night. A guy walked in and he did like that. He said the first, he said the three brachas. It came in half a minute late. So he said the three brachas and then he said the first two psukim. And then he listened to the Baal Torah read the rest. So I thought for sure that it was good. And others thought that it's no good. Then the next year my wife had a baby right before Purim. And I took the Mishnah Berurah to the hospital to learn Hilchos Megillah while I was waiting for her when she was in labor. So I was surprised to discover that it's a machlekes achreinim. But the pashtus is that it is good.
What if the yochid has a klaf? The yochid is reading the first.
Then for sure it's good. Then for sure it's good. You have to be careful though if you have a klaf. We mentioned a few times the Mishnah Berurah writes and the Sharei Tshuva writes also. There's a din, you're not allowed to touch the klaf of a Sefer Torah with your bare hands. You always have to take a talus. So some Rishonim hold that's only Osalecha Sefer Torah Orim. Only applies Sefer Torah, doesn't apply to Nevi'im Aksum. Others disagree. The B'Shiyasi quotes some Machlokes, others disagree. They hold that it applies also to Nevi'im Aksum and applies to Megillas Esther. So how can you hold on? There is no Eitz Chaim. How can you hold on to the klaf with your bare hands? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Mordechai, if you wash until it's a dime in advance. So the Mordechai reads in the Gemara like that, if you wash until it's a dime in advance with a cup, then you're allowed to even touch the klaf of a Sefer Torah with your bare hands. So we don't rely on the Mordechai to permit us to touch the klaf of the Sefer Torah, but with respect to Nevi'im Aksuvim, so the Poskim assume that we treat it like a Sfek Sveker. Maybe the whole Din Asalecha Sefer Torah Orem only applies to the Sefer Torah, doesn't apply to Nevi'im Aksuvim. And even if you hold that it does apply to Megillah Esther, maybe for washing Tilas Adayim, so that takes off the Issa. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Shari Tshuva say one should be careful. One who wants to hold the klaf of the Megillah with his bare hands should really wash in advance. Bali Bracha should wash with a cup of water to make sure that he's not in violation of the din.
And Megillah is called in Geras. The other Ketuvim is not called in Geras. And Geras should have a different din.
Geras has slightly different dinim. I wanted to go through, but it's too late. The Geras has slightly different dinim in Hilchas Ksiva, that you have no psuchas, you only have stumas, and you have kulas and how much stitching. But as far as this is concerned, it's the same, that you're not allowed to touch. Okay. Afer lechem Purim to everybody. Yeah. After the Korban Bayis, some people have brought the Korban Bayis.
Yeah. What do they do about the dogs made of Yisrael?
Made him is bad, and then the Romans that had police in the village, they killed him.